Little Red Riding Hood. Adapted for ELT by Joanne Swan. Copyright New Editions English Language Teaching. When you hear this sound, remember to turn the page.
Little Red Riding Hood. This is the story of Little Red Riding Hood. She's got a red coat with a hood. She loves the coat. She wears it every day. She's very happy today. It's her birthday. Little Red Riding Hood's father is a woodcutter. He works in the forest every day. A lot of animals live in the forest, and a wolf lives there too. Little Red Riding Hood's mother says, "Grandmother is ill in bed. Go to her house. Take her some bread and jam. But be careful. A wolf lives in the forest." "Yes, Mother," says Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood loves Grandmother. She is happy. She wants to see her. Little Red Riding Hood goes into the forest. She sees a wolf. She isn't afraid of him, and she talks to him.
"Hello,"
she says.
"Good morning," says the wolf. "What's your name?"
"Little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to Grandmother's house," she says.
"What's in your basket?"
asks the wolf.
"Some bread and jam. Grandmother is ill," says Little Red Riding Hood.
"Where does Grandmother live?"
asks the wolf.
"She lives in a small house in the forest," says Little Red Riding Hood.
"Little Red Riding Hood looks nice. I want to eat her and Grandmother,"
the wolf thinks.
"I am fast. I can run. I know what I can do."
The wolf runs to Grandmother's house. He runs very quickly. He wants to eat Grandmother. The wolf knocks on Grandmother's door.
"Who is it?"
asks Grandmother.
"Little Red Riding Hood,"
says the wolf.
"I've got some bread and jam for you."
"Come in,"
says Grandmother. The wolf runs in.
"Help!"
shouts Grandmother.
"Don't eat me!"
She jumps into the wardrobe.
"I will eat you later," says the wolf.
Now the wolf is wearing Grandmother's nightcap. He's in Grandmother's bed. He's waiting for Little Red Riding Hood. She knocks on the door.
"Who is it?"
asks the wolf.
"Little Red Riding Hood," she says. "I've got some bread and jam for you."
"Come in,"
says the wolf.
"I'm ill in bed."
Little Red Riding Hood goes into the house. The wolf is in Grandmother's bed. Little Red Riding Hood doesn't know it is the wolf.
"You've got very big eyes, Grandmother,"
says Little Red Riding Hood.
"So I can see you,"
says the wolf.
"You've got very big hands, Grandmother,"
says Little Red Riding Hood.
"So I can hold you,"
says the wolf.
"You've got very big teeth, Grandmother,"
says Little Red Riding Hood.
"So I can eat you,"
says the wolf. The wolf jumps out of bed and he eats Little Red Riding Hood. He runs into the forest. Little Red Riding Hood's father goes to Grandmother's house. He wants to see her because she is ill. He opens the door.
Hello,
he says.
Help! Help!
Shouts Grandmother. He goes to the wardrobe and he opens the door.
Are you okay?
He asks.
Yes, I am, but go and help Little Red Riding Hood,
says Grandmother. The woodcutter runs into the forest. The wolf is sleeping under a tree. The woodcutter finds him. He can hear Little Red Riding Hood in the wolf's tummy. He opens the wolf's tummy with his axe. He takes out Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, Father,
says Little Red Riding Hood.
Thank you.
Little Red Riding Hood and her father laugh and dance. They are very happy. They go to Grandmother's house. They eat bread and jam with Grandmother. The wolf wakes up. He feels ill. He wants to drink some water. He goes to the river, but he falls in the water. Splash! Down and down he goes. Little Red Riding Hood, Grandmother, and the woodcutter don't see him again.